Hello and welcome to Pulling the Music Apart. I'm Dave. Today, I'm delighted to have Norlia Russell and our good mate Savas join us. As our name suggests, we're here to explore and analyze music. So on this podcast, we'll be talking about yacht rock. Now, many music purists hate the term, but it is a genre. It's a real genre, which started as a piss take, basically, on the whole soft rock kind of thing. But I know where the yacht rock genre actually started, beyond people having a bit of fun on this thing. Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers and Kenny Loggins had planned to meet so they could write a song together. This was all going to take place at Michael McDonald's house. When McDonald was telling his sister about this meeting which would take place, she was pretty excited about the whole thing. Kenny Loggins is going to be there. Can I come around to your place and do the cleaning so I can actually meet him? So that did happen. So before Loggins turned up to their place, Michael McDonald's playing piano. It's the piano tuned to the Doobie Brothers song, What a Fool Believes. And he says to his sister, so what do you think about this? Do you think this is a great start for the song that the two of us are going to make together? She said, it's no, I think you need to forget it. It sounds stupid. It sounds like circus music. And you think about the piano, kind of has that vibe about it. Kenny Loggins did turn up. Two of them put lyrics to it. And yeah, as they say, the rest is history. And that became what would be the first yacht rock song.
Why was the word yacht referenced to the genre of music? What have yachts got to do with rock music?
I don't actually know. I probably have to. You do know, Norlia?
Yeah, it was because the music is kind of light and bubbly. It was likened to sipping a glass of champagne, which they would do on the Californian coast as they would drive their yacht.
Well, you are. Right.
It was nothing to do with the fashion of
it was more the vibe of being on the yacht and drinking champagne and the music and everything. It all went together.
They would have been on yachts wearing boat shoes, though, wouldn't they?
Yeah. So it's what started off as a whimsical reference to light rock, I suppose.
Yeah.
What do you think it's been? We were chatting about this before we started the podcast. I thought it had been around for about 5 or 10 years, and you said maybe closer to 20.
Yeah.
It's only in the last few years that it's really got up as almost a genre that's recognised. Yeah. Yacht rock.
So did they call it yacht rock back then?
No. It's an invented genre.
Right. So it was the way I look at it. It's kind of like adult contemporary music. Something a little bit like sophisticated rock. It was, you know.
Progressive, sophisticated.
Easy listening.
Well, not even that. It's sort of, it has become what we knew as adult contemporary, but to a pretty specific time frame being, I guess, 70s and 80s.
Well, it is also from R&B and soul influences.
As in many songs anyway, it's that kind of thing. And
there'd be hundreds of songs that would qualify for that reference. So, honestly. And it was a big era. You started off with What a Fool Believes. That was the first officially recognised so-called yacht rock tune, is that right? Because of that inaugural meeting.
Yeah.
So just about anything by Steely Dan, would you agree?
Yes.
Most of the stuff. Agree. Ricky, Don't Lose That Number.
Hey 19.
Yeah.
Classic, isn't it? David, you know a little bit more about that. I think wasn't one of the ex-players from Steely Dan invited to be part of a yacht rock movie or something?
Yes, he was invited to be part of a yacht rock documentary. Which that too was always going to be a satirical documentary anyway. When the people producing this contacted Donald Fagen of Steely Dan, he made it very clear he did not want to be part of this one. In fact, I don't want to say the naughty words, but he said, oh, look, let me put it this way. You can go and F yourself.
And then hung up.
Yes.
I'm sure we've all done that a few times.
Very serious man.
He is cheapening his music, I think, to be lumped under that category. Because not all of Steely Dan's music was so-called yacht rock anyway.
Oh, you know, reeling in the ears, I just call that rock.
Yeah.
But one of your favourites, a little river band, their song Reminiscing.
Oh, it's a great song.
That's a great yacht rock song.
Right. Yeah.
A lot of Little River Band songs fit into that. Cool Change.
Cool Change, I was just about to say.
You can say it.
Cool Change.
Okay.
Well, what's the theme that you're picking up in every single song? That's yacht rock.
Love, romance, no?
Romance.
Yeah. So can I, I'm going to say I'm really naive here because I'm trying to put my teeth around what yacht rock actually is. Air Supply, an Australian band that went to America, made big. Is that yacht rock?
Definitive, I would have thought. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Great. Yeah. Okay, then I'm on the path of, I'm understanding what it is then.
Loving Other Bruises.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
I'm all out of love.
That's a great song. But Yacht Rock's cool. Okay.
I reckon it's cool.
Yeah.
So some examples right off the top. Darryl Hall, John Oates, who we've spoken about previously. Rich Girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yacht Rock.
Rich Girl.
Yeah, we're okay.
Don't need to talk too much about the song specifically, I guess. Rosanna, Toto.
What about Ride Like the Wind, Christopher Cross?
Sailing by Christopher Cross.
Oh, that definitely fits into the yacht theme anyway, sailing.
Oh, true. Yeah. Actually, it would have made more sense to say that this is how it got its start.
Yeah.
Christopher Cross, sailing, yacht rock.
Yeah. Do you know what? He's a bit of an ambassador for the yacht rock movement.
Well, I think I'd rather give.
He didn't mention rudder. Sailing.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You know.
That's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
Well, sailing doesn't necessarily fit into the romance kind of thing. Sailing is actually far from it, because while Christopher Cross's songs had that adult, contemporary, sophisticated sound about it, most of the time during the 80s, it was completely off his chops.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe sailing is about tripping.
Oh.
Yes.
I don't think the film clip depicts that.
Oh, no, because, look, that probably wouldn't sell to what was considered radio and music television of the day.
So I'm going to ask you guys, because you guys seem to be the yacht rock aficionados here.
I don't know whether that's a great handle for us to wear.
Did you particularly wear those shoes today for the for the episode? Rupert Holmes' Escape, the Pina Colada song.
Song, yeah.
Is that yacht rock, of course?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the 70s ended. The last number one in the 70s on the US Billboard charts was that
Pina Colada song in December
1979. So the 70s ended in yacht rock.
Would you call that one of those crossovers? That to me had an 80s sound about it.
I mean, it did, yeah.
It was 1979. But yeah. That was definitely early memories of, we are now in the 80s. Pina Colada song.
Mm. What about Just the Two of Us, Bill Withers?
Just the Two.
Yeah, classic stuff, isn't it? I'm going to give you one. Africa, Toto.
Great.
Yeah.
Going back to Rupert Holmes, it's saying genre, soft rock.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between soft rock and yacht rock?
Is there one?
Soft rock is more recognised by the artists themselves. Many artists despise the term yacht rock.
Right.
That would be why.
And I mean, soft rock implies rock ballads and things to me, but also bands like something like Phil Collins.
And not AC/DC.
Mm.
Yeah, soft rock.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, AC/DC, under the spectrum, right? Hard rock, yeah. Why isn't there a medium rock? Soft hard
So what we're talking like medium rock, would that be soft rock with just a slightly abrasive sound or something?
Yeah, right, in the middle. But,
maybe Nickelback. Yeah.
I know what that is, and that's a different genre called butt rock. It's actually nothing rude about it.
Right.
This is a completely different thing. So butt rock is bands or artists who try to sound like we are rockers, but listen to it, it's Nickelback or it's Hinder and almost gospel rock. That's what the butt rock thing is.
Oh. Gospel rock, wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Wholesome lyrics mostly.
Mm.
The lyrics in one of the Nickelback songs doesn't imply anything romantic. It's quite crude.
Mm.
So I think what you're saying.
I know you're talking about pants around your feet.
Yeah.
Well, not all their songs within that category.
But I think you're saying is like they're hard rock, but they're not.
Yeah.
Yes. I've kind of found a little bit of a theme in yacht rock. It's very apolitical. It's not really going to offend anyone.
Ah, that's it.
It's easy to listen to, can be on a radio station at any time of the day. There's no strong themes.
Well, the themes are romantic.
I know, yeah.
And sort of floating through life. And, you know, you wouldn't be playing it and having an episode of Road Rage at the same time.
Right. I mean, Rupert Holmes, the Escape came out the same year as, you know, Pink Floyd, The Wall, and completely, you know, much heavier themes on Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Oh, I love that Rupert Holmes example. That's soft rock, yacht rock, and novelty music at the same time.
Yeah.
And apparently the song that signified the official end of the yacht rock era was Beach Boys' Kokomo.
Wow.
And I remember the clip was on the water anyway, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think it was a beach clip or something like that.
We have left out one of the major players in yacht rock, and that's Chicago.
Does that definitely fit there?
Yeah, I'd have to agree there.
100%.
If You Leave Me Now, that has to be in that category.
Yep. What's the song about the knight in shining armor?
Oh, that was from The Karate Kid.
Oh, yeah, Theatres of Terror.
Is that Yacht Rock? Yeah, definitely, right.
That was, that has to be Yacht Rock. And
Everybody Needs a Little Time Away.
It's a beautiful song.
That one. Yeah. Hard to Say I'm Sorry.
Yep, Chicago. Yeah.
That was one of my favourite songs that I would play if somebody broke up with someone.
Huge horn section in that track too, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess did Yacht Rock morph into anything else? Or did it just...
Well, I don't think anybody's really making that kind of music. Or if they are, they're not getting the exposure. So that would be an idea. Well, it gives me an idea why it's got a limited time frame from that 70s and 80s period. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it having a second round in being popular culture.
It's a nostalgia thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'm going to do a little bit of a plug. A good friend of mine, Tom Mann, he's a drummer and he's in a band called Yacht Rock and they dress up as, makeshift yacht sailors.
Oh, great.
All members, and they do Yacht Rock, and they've got a female singer and a male singer. They take care of a lot of material and they're quite popular. They don't play as often as, you know, most bands do, like just a few gigs per year, but check them out if you're in Melbourne.
That sounds great. And didn't they do well to register that name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're just called Yacht Rock.
That was available?
Who's going to sue them?
Doesn't matter.
Do they wear boat shoes?
They wear boat shoes and they wear white shirts and black pants and sunglasses, all of them.
And do they wear like the thin jumper around their shoulders?
I don't know. Like they kind of... preppy kind of university look.
Yeah. The American university look. Yeah.
I think Yacht Rock, I think boats, I think that kind of attire you're talking about with the jumper tied around the neck and certainly cucumber sandwiches for lunch. That can still be expensive, doesn't it?
Yeah. And maybe wash down with a glass of Pimm's.
Pimm's did make a comeback though, didn't it?
Yeah, with the cherry. No, with the olive.
Oh, yeah.
And the toothpick. Yacht Rock, is it really just music with its, you know, what's cut off?
There's nothing offensive about Yacht Rock. I can't think of anyone who would hear any of the songs in that genre and say, oh, I really hate that. Because at worst, it can be just a nothing sounding song.
True.
Not offensive.
No.
It could be played in an elevator. And it'd be quite pleasant.
And that would be offensive to so many of the artists who come under that category, isn't it?
That's probably why they don't like it. Well, you know, you look at the bands like Toto. Many of their songs fit into the yacht rock category, but then pretty sure some of them would be offended. Not all, because some understand, you know, some people actually do have a sense of humour. They get the whole piss take thing. But, wow, all the musos in Toto, my God, they're rock musicians.
It's probably earning money for them now.
Definitely.
Because you jump on Spotify, you can bring up Yacht Rock playlists.
That's right.
Lots of them.
It is a good thing.
Mm. Well, I'm going to correct myself. They are called Yacht Rock Revival.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And it says here that they specialize in music from Hall & Oates, Steely Dan, Boz Scaggs. Michael McDonald.
Yep.
Toto, The Captain and Tennille.
Oh, yeah.
Christopher Cross, of course. Carly Simon.
You're Carly so vain.
Yeah. And the Doobie Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. And many more, they said. Yeah. And you can catch them at info@yachtrockrevival.com.au if you want to.
Is it really just the 70s and 80s things? I wonder. I mean, obviously, there's other, it would capture other decades. The Girl from Ipanema.
There is the ultimate elevator song if I ever heard.
It's not one on the elevator playlist, I'd say.
Yeah. I think we've sailed enough.
Well, that's it for this episode. If you have any questions or just like to leave a comment, feel free to reach out to us on Instagram at Pulling the Music Apart. Our next episode is almost ready to sail away. So stay tuned for its release. Until then, keep listening to the music and thanks for tuning in.
Find her, someone that turns your heart around, and next thing you know, you're closing down the town. Wake up and it's still with you, even though you left her way across town, wondering to yourself, hey, what have I found? The moon and New York City. car.